Intel launches new 8th generation laptop processors. On August 28th, in PC Magazine, by Matthew Humphreys. Intel announced new 15-watt and 5-watt mobile processors today, allowing for 4K video editing and gaming on the go, as well as a big performance gain for the thinnest laptops and 2-in-1 devices. 16 to 19 hours of battery life is also promised. Intel today unveiled 6 new mobile processors, split between the U and Y series of chips. The U series, formerly codenamed Whiskey Lake, are 15-watt chips focused on connectivity and performance laptops, whereas the Y series, formerly codenamed Amber Lake, are 5-watt chips meant for the thinnest possible laptops. 3 new processors are being added to the U series: a Core i7-8565U, i5-8265U, and i3-8145U. Both the i7 and i5 use quad cores and 8 threads, while the i3 is a dual core with 4 threads. All 3 support LPDDR3 2133 MHz or DDR4 2400 MHz memory. In terms of features, these U-series chips focus on performance. Intel is including gigabit Wi-Fi with wireless AC for the first time, running at 160 MHz if you have the wireless router to support it. There's also a focus on handling 4K content, both watching and editing it. And Intel also boasts support for Dolby Vision HDR and Dolby Atmos if laptop manufacturers wish to add the required hardware. Battery life is expected to be up to 16 hours, but Intel says it can hit 19 hours for power-optimized systems. If you want to play games on the go, then it sounds like these new U-series chips could last your entire journey without a laptop recharge required. There are also 3 new processors being added to the Y-series: a Core i7-8500, i5-8200Y, and M3-8100Y. All 3 are dual-core and 4 threads, with memory support limited to LPDDR3 1866 MHz. These processors cater for the thinnest laptop designs out there, sipping 5 watts of power and fitting it in a chassis just 7 millimeters thick while weighing less than 1 pound. They also support wireless AC at gigabyte speeds and ECIM with Intel Gigabit LTE modems. Intel also promises improved touch and stylus interaction. I'm sure there will be more interest in the new U-series chips thanks to the performance they promise. That is, unless you need a laptop you can't tell is in your bag because it's so thin and light. Either way, Intel expects new laptops and 2-in-1s to appear in the fall using the new chips.